crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, it is, my friends, and I am wound up. I know that our analysis of the enemy's operations is accurate. If anything, it's worse than we've broken down in the last 15 years here on air. We know history, we understand politics and human society, and we have the globalist's own admissions of what their plan is for society. Free humanity must awaken and stand against this dehumanizing force. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours on this first day of August, 2010. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're also simulcasting the radio show at prisonplanet.tv. And if the guys can give me a document cam shot here from above, this is all new news. Normally, I'll end up having about a week piled up in front of me. This is all new. This is all articles that I've read or my crew have read. And actually, today I've read basically all of them, or at least scanned over them. And it's all admitted. All admitted. Just everything we talk about right out in the open. Every one of these stories is incredibly groundbreaking. Like this one, Axe Falls on National Health Services, London Telegraph. They are promoting socialized, government-run eugenics healthcare and telling you how great it is. And they've got Andy Griffith out there running propaganda pieces saying you won't have your healthcare cut. It's a complete and total lie. We're going to be discussing that today. We've got Governor Rick Perry, of all people, admitting that there is a total federal government takeover of every facet of society in the country, which is true. It's bizarre seeing it from Rick Perry. He says the pending legislation represents a sad continuation of Washington's ongoing efforts to seize control over every facet of American industrial and life, efforts that continue to place untold numbers of Texas jobs at risk. I mean, that's just some of what I have here in front of me. I have a top Oxford bioethicist professor saying we're already drugging the water supply with some things. We need to add Prozac and Ritalin to the water. I got news for you. They're already adding chemicals. They're already adding that. The AP 2 years ago reported that more than 100 major cities in the U.S. have much higher levels of Prozac and birth control chemicals and other things in it than could naturally be there from regular sewage runoff. And I've got all these other news pieces promoting, oh, we want to put lithium and Prozac in your water. It would cut suicides. Of course, it actually increases suicides. Everything we discuss here was denied in the last decade or so, but now it's just out in the open. So I am going to attempt to cover it all today. And there's been YouTube censorship. Our video, of course, YouTube is owned by Google. Google censored our term, food, the ultimate secret. It was number one search term on Friday. It just totally disappeared completely out of the searches. It's non-searchable. It just doesn't even show up in the top million, from number one to zero. And our video got 200,000 views in one day and was on the front page of YouTube and the number one video in the news and politics. They completely removed it. There are videos on the front page of the news and politics section with 5,000 views or less. They just completely removed it. Another example. And people say, well, then why are you on YouTube? Because that's where the war is. More than half the videos in the world being watched online are being watched at YouTube. We know YouTube's the NSA. We know Google's the NSA. They want to take over the web so they can then censor it. We are going to fight on the main battlefield in the enemy's home territory. It's that simple. But that's a whole nother issue. We've got illegal aliens climbing over the fences at a baseball game, waving Mexican flags, saying this is Mexico. That's coming up. We've got Ron Paul fighting back against the SEC, trying to claim they have unlimited power to steal trillions more. It's incredible. And it's all coming up after this 1 minute break. I'm going to go over all the news and then start detailing it straight ahead. Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, the first day of August 2010. Going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We do an abbreviated Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. live Central weekdays. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You have found it, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear as we defend this republic and free humanity against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if you're not aware of the fact that the U.S. is being conquered and overthrown and bankrupted by offshore corporations, if you're not aware of the fact that world government that's authoritarian and unelected has openly been announced, if you're not aware of the fact that there are thousands of declassified government and corporate documents admitting your food and water is being poisoned by design, if you're not aware of the fact that we have 21st century eugenicists running our planet who want a post-industrial world and to destroy our societies, ladies and gentlemen, you need to research the facts that we're going to be covering here in the next 2 hours today. Now, of course, we're on the radio right now. We're also simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you'll hear me throughout the radio show say, look at this document in my hands, or look at this news article, or look at this textbook, or look at this video we're playing on screen. Everything we cover here on the TV/radio show is posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so that if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can go back live on air or later, or when you're listening to this a month from now on a podcast, whatever the case may be, and see it all. I created InfoWars.com 13 and a half years ago because I wanted to be able to post articles each day or legislation each day that I was going to cover on the show. But it's grown into much more than that. So we've just fused it all together with the video TV simulcast of the radio so people can see what we do live time. Including when I make a statement, I'll say, hey, guys, go ahead and search engine that. They'll do it live, putting the search term into Google or Yahoo for you so you can see us do it and you will see what we see. You know, if I say that one part per million fluoridation, it's actually a lot higher in most U.S. cities, doubles the chances of bone cancer in boys and men, you can just enter that in and pull up government documents admitting it. And, of course, we have government documents admitting they're doing it to brain damage you and to reduce your fertility and to give you cancer. And, by the way, there's some new mainstream articles out on that today. Now, no matter how crazy that sounds, that's the truth. Of course, I sounded like a kook 10 years ago when I said that bisphenol A was sterilizing men, bare minimum, reducing their fertility, and causing miscarriages and increasing cancer. Well, now Fox News, AP, Reuters, the federal government, they all admit it, and four states have banned it, but only in plastic lining of baby food and baby bottles. Look, we're not making any of this up. They knew that bisphenol A, more than five decades ago, was a sterilant, did slough estrogen-mimicking chemicals, and that's why out of thousands of formulae of possible plastic compounds, they chose the one for global adoption. You're like, well, how come there's more people? Well, they've slowed the growth of the population. Africa would be well over a billion right now, but most African nations have seen over a 20% population reduction the last three decades. The West is dying. The West has 1.3 children for every two adults. So we're dead. The West is dead from Japan to Germany to the United States. And we have all the government documents, London Telegraph, AP, you name it, right here in my stack today, where they go, oh, yeah, the government is doing this for your own good. See, they've gone from denying all this to just slipping it out there, hiding it in plain view, thinking you're so weak-minded, you're not aware of what's happening. And the average yuppie says, well, there are too many people. Okay, so you trust a government to secretly, with industry, poison you and sterilize you. And by the way, you're being targeted just because you're some arrogant yuppie making $100,000 a year you know, who was taught that all of this is cute and funny, just remember that when you're dying at 40 of breast cancer, or when your five-year-old dies of leukemia, and the kid down the street's dying, when 30 years ago in a medical ward, doctors would come from hundreds of miles around to see a kid with cancer. Now it's just everywhere. Now it's as common as the birds and the bees. And it's so horrific, it's so nightmarish, the average person can't deal with it. Now listen, I'm already going off the deep end on this. Let me just go over the stacks of news I have here in front of me. Let me just go over the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 stacks. 12 stacks, all new from the last 2 days. One of these articles, I could talk about it for 2 hours. Like this one. How many years have I warned you about that? Because we've had top radiologists on the broadcast who were whistleblowers and gave up jobs making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to tell the truth about this. The New York Times, after stroke scans, patients face serious health risk. Their hair falls out and they get brain cancer. The radiation is so powerful that it is making the people's hair fall out. This is a big New York Times article. By the way, I read documents from the 1940s, and I cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where the U.S. government radiated 5,000-plus foster children to death in radiation chambers, claiming it was a medical exam, knowing full well what it was. Then our government paid Israel $3 billion over a decade from the late 1950s to the late 1960s, just Google the ringworm children, they would say, oh, we're sending your kid in to have a checkup for fungus, and then they would radiate them. Most of them died within a few months. In some of the other tests, they gave them lower amounts. They just got brain cancer. And Israel was paid by our government to irradiate in a eugenics operation poor Sephardic Jews. As part of the eugenics, this is what's in the documents, the Ashkenazi Jews were funded by the U.S. to carry out their own, for lack of a better term, Nazi operation, murdering Sephardic children. Now, I know it's anti-Semitic to say I'm against murdering Jewish children nowadays. I mean, you know, if you're Schwarzenegger and say you admire Hitler to Rolling Stone, you get awards from the ADL. But I want you to know that, well, it's in the Israeli newspapers how racist some of the groups are against the North African Jews and some of the Spanish Jews, the Muranos that come in. But again, here is the New York Times today radiating the American people en masse, and they claim it's an accident all over the country with these systems. It says, only later would Mr. Raines learn what had caused him so much physical and emotional grief. He had received a radiation overdose during a test for a stroke at a hospital in California. Other patients getting the procedure called CT brain perfusion scan were being overdosed. 37 of them just up the freeway from Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank. 269 more at renowned Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. And there's photos on screen of their hair falling out. The radiation so powerful. The overdoses, which began to emerge late last summer. These are not overdoses nationwide. Let me give you another one. Here is Infowars.com. But we were sent an email by a pilot saying everyone's being naked body scanned at El Paso. And then Kurt Nimmo searched it and found that El Paso Times reported everyone's being scanned. And then if you search the term, 20 to 50 times the radiation that they first said it had, very close to a chest X-ray. You're only supposed to get a few of those in your life. And that especially airport workers are being forced through it every day. And mainstream news reports, top experts say it's going to give you genital, testicular cancer, anything on the outside especially. But doesn't matter. You're not going to look into it. You're just going to believe. By the way, these aren't naked body scanners. Sure, they record your naked body. They admit they save it. That's not what they're there for. They're a biometric 360 scanner that gets a biometric image, just like your thumbprint or your retina, of your entire body for passive cameras that look through your clothes on the streets and can identify you even if you're wearing a mask. By the way, I told you that a few years ago. Now it's Wired Magazine. The Pentagon admits it. Okay, we'll be back with more. Turns out kids are having seizures en masse. That's mainstream news from the flu shot. They're designed to do that, by the way. We'll be right back. We are back live, my friends. We have over 100 books in this office written by top scientists where they admit they're drugging the water supply to sterilize you, reduce fertility, and give you cancer. But here's one written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, Eco-Science. It's free online. You can read the text online at major universities. It's 1,000-plus pages long. Why don't you go scan through it for yourself? I mean, even mainstream news has reported on that, AP Reuters. Here it is. After stroke scans, patients face serious health risk. Cancer, their hair falling out. Turns out they're now trying to forcibly scan people all over the country. And I mentioned that mainstream news has reported now that the body scanners at the airports are 20 to 50 times stronger than what they had previously claimed. Here's the Mail Online. Airport body scanners could give you cancer, warns expert. Give me a document cam shot of that, guys. Airport body scanners could give you cancer, warns expert. Here's another one. Columbia University body scanners increase risk of skin cancer. And here's another one. Airport scanner radiation underestimated. It wasn't underestimated. They knew exactly what they were doing. And, oh, here is the Telegraph. Now, they call in England fits. They call convulsions fits, but later in the article they call it convulsions. And of course, we've had top brain surgeons like Dr. Blaylock and others on to explain to you that the mercury and other chemicals cause violent convulsions because it causes an autoimmune response or swelling of the brain. And it's actually come out in court that many parents who are arrested, they get their 18-month-old, their third round of shots. And normally when it happens, they go into convulsions that night, wake up and can't ever talk again. They're, quote, autistic. No, they've been lobotomized chemically. And it's meant to just be an overall IQ reducer for everyone. But I mean, here it is, London Telegraph. Flu jab links to fits in under fives officials. Members of Parliament have told not to use a particular flu jab on 1,010 children under five after it was linked to tenfold increase in fits. It can be revealed doctors should stock alternative vaccines for under fives who are due to have the seasonal flu vaccine this winter. A letter from the head of the Immunization Department of Health said that's the shot in England with squalene in it. It really gets the autoimmune response going. The action is being taken at a rate of convulsions caused by high fever among children in Australia, given the jab was 10 times higher than normal. Convulsions. Remember, I told you a year ago during the flu hysteria that it was to make money and that it was a lie. And now the British Medical Journal admits that. We had Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU Health Commission, on to say conclusively it was a fraud and the vaccine is dangerous. Conclusive. 47-nation board with top scientists. Conclusive. Oh, but they're getting ready for the flu season again. So you got to take all these shots. Squalene wasn't even approved and was in many of the vaccines. But let me explain that something key here. We literally have found hundreds of books and thousands of government documents, UN documents, State Department Memorandum 200, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. The list goes on and on. I cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. What is the endgame.com? The website has a full online bibliography documenting it all. I mean, where they brag how they're doing it. We just found another top professor of bioethics that they decide in the last 20 years they don't have Hippocratic oaths anymore in the West of doctors to do no harm. Now these bioethicists like Peter Singer and others say, no, just kill children, kill old people. The government should be able to decide, drug the water. Well, Oxford professor calls for mass drugging population through water supply. Phil, how do you pronounce this guy's name? I still can't remember how to pronounce it. Julian Savulescu? Okay, I got it right. I'm not good at pronouncing these names. And Aaron spent all weekend writing this article, Aaron Dykes, that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I suggest, and then we have links to government studies where they want to put lithium and Prozac in the water, and we have links to Fox News promoting lithium to be put in the water, and the Japanese government's looking at it. I mean, this is a long 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-page article with every line hyperlinks to government documents. I mean, don't just sit there and say Alex is a nut. You go read this. And this professor, well, here's the editor's note written by me at about 7 a.m. this morning. Everything documented in this detailed article correlates with the ongoing eugenics operation of the scientific dictatorship already underway. Humanity is under chemical, biological, and psychological attack. Please check out the research. It is essential. And share the information with everyone you know, Alex Jones. And then there's Aaron Dykes' article. In a 2008 paper titled Fluoride and the Future Population Level Cognitive Enhancement, that's their spin. Bioethics professor Julian Savulescu claims that water fluoridation may be the key to the future of humanity. He argues that fluoridation may not merely be about tooth decay, but the drive to be better. Oh, it's, remember that weird federal study that they had on CBS News where they said mercury containing drugs is actually good for your child's brain? In fact, cue it up. Mercury good for you, please. It's in the computer. People won't believe that. CBS News. Oh, the government says, you know, Journal of Pediatrics, that mercury's good for you. Drugging the population's water supply, he claims, is a form of enhancement that can pave the way for the future of mental abilities and other functions could be improved with drugs. I got news. They've had study after study, including AP 2 years ago, hundreds of major water supplies, the top 100 plus cities, you can pull it up, where they found levels of Prozac and birth control and other drugs many times higher than it could possibly be there from sewage runoff. I mean, even Scientific American reported last week that shrimp are becoming bold and swimming right up to crabs and fish and birds and being eaten, and they're testing their guts, and they're full of Prozac. That's how much Prozac's flooding out of the Mississippi from the cities, that the shrimp are completely brain dead. And just, oh, I love tyranny. I'm not worried about a corrupt government. Fluoride's coming down the river that the humans drank. Prozac, oh, I'm a mindless zombie now. You think I'm joking? Just search the term shrimp committing suicide or shrimp becoming more bold. You'll get mainstream news. Now, listen to this. And they're just getting a little bit of what we're drinking. You understand that? Fluoridation is the tip of the enhancement iceberg. Science is progressing fast to develop safe and effective cognitive enhancers, drugs which will improve our mental abilities. This is from the report. This is the guy that advises doctors worldwide, one of the top bioethicists in the world. For years, people have used crude enhancers. A new generation of more effective enhancers is emerging, and it says I don't know this drug, M-O-D-A-F-E-N-I-L, Ritalin, Adderall, that's a Prozac, serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and others. And then he goes on and mentions a whole group of psychotropic drugs. But only highly safe and effective cognitive enhancers are developed, and they almost surely will be. The question will arise whether they should be added to water like fluoride or our cereals. And he goes on to say that the government needs to do this basically without people's permission. I mean, look, it's Oxford, top bioethicist. Go read it. I mean, imagine being Alex Jones and reading thousands of these and then testing the water and knowing it's there. And then you talk to the idiot public. They're like, I don't care. I don't care if the plastics that we're eating out of are going to sterilize me or give me cancer. I don't care if the GMO crops are going to give me cancer on record in all the major studies or sterilize me. I don't care if they're doing this, because I've been told by the television to only care about the Yankees and how they're doing in the baseball diamond. People don't like admitting that they don't have control over their lives. They don't like admitting that there's a scary global scientific dictatorship on record engineering the GMO crops to reduce fertility and cause serious degenerative diseases and cancer. I mean, just search BT corn studies show organ failure cancer in lab animals. You'll get hundreds of studies. I mean, look at this right here. AIM toothpaste, fluoride toothpaste for kids. They tell you on the back, if you swallow more than a dime size of this, call poison control. It's a cumulative poison. Causes serious brain damage, massive IQ reduction. I mean, all the major brands now, purified water with fluoride for babies. When the American Dental Association for the last 3 years has said, don't brush your kids' teeth with fluoride, it'll give you fluorosis. You don't believe me? Search the term. American Dental Association says don't brush children's teeth age under 6 with it. I mean, you think I'm playing games here? I'm not joking around about this. Do you think all these big companies and industries year after year would just let me get on air and say this if it wasn't true? When I get up here and say the monkeys that they fed aspartame to that's in thousands and thousands of products, that the monkeys died or got cancer, I just put out a video Friday that's had 250-something thousand views. 250-something thousand views. And it got most of those the first day, and it was on the front page of YouTube. And you could see it was the number one video. It had the most views. Food, the ultimate secret exposed. It's highly produced, took 2 weeks to make it. It's free. Put it out there to warn people. Okay? Now, my crew and myself, we put this together, and they removed it completely from news and politics section being number one and put other videos on top of it. It just completely removed it that have 5,000, 10,000 views. In fact, I'm going to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. You can go to YouTube yourself and click on news and politics. And they've got videos on there with 14,000 views, 10,000 views on top of my video. My video's not even there. So no one challenges the information. YouTube just removes it from their front page. You know, they claim that, oh, whatever's most popular is what goes on the front page. Baloney. Baloney. I've got videos that get over 1 million views a week. They're nowhere on there. Our search term, Food the Ultimate Secret, was the number one search term on Friday on Google. And it was only there for an hour and a half, and they removed it, and now the term is non-searchable at Google Trends. It didn't get replaced. It didn't move down. It didn't lose the pole position. It didn't lose the Super Bowl of InfoWar. It got removed. Removed. And I told you over a decade ago when Google first was founded that NQTel at the CIA created it. And what do I have? Mainstream news, Wired magazine. What do they now admit on Thursday's publication? That it's a complete front of the CIA and can, quote, predict the future. In fact, people won't believe that. Just search the term Google coming out with software that can see the future. And whether that's true or not, they're claiming they have this power by tracking everything you do and being able to predict it. This is so amazing. And again, I'm hyperventilating. I wanted to get on air and calmly go over this, but how do you calmly discuss this? You know, I know if you're a new listener, you heard me say that the government came out a few years ago, and it was on newscasts all over the country, that, oh, independent studies find mercury's good for your child's brain. Mercury's a deadly heavy metal, the worst out there. But here is local CBS in Austin that took the national news piece and read off the teleprompter, the news package. Here it is telling you mercury is good for your child. Now, am I the conspiracy theorist saying mercury's bad for you? Everybody knows it's deadly. Or am I telling the truth here? You make up your own decision. I mean, who's kooky? Alex Jones or the media telling you mercury's good? Here it is.
Medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Oh, there you go. But this, see, when they talk about enhancement, when this top bioethicist at Oxford comes out and says this will improve human behavior and cognitive enhancement, they mean it's going to make you a servile, drooling zombie who can't even have a cognitive thought in their head and will go along with this global government taking over. And for the globalist, world government's only the beginning. They state once it's in place, you will be exterminated. Right now, they're just slowing population growth and soft killing slowly and testing if we notice, testing if they come out and admit it, will they get in any trouble? This stuff's all out in the open. By the way, I did happen to find in my stack Thursday's Wired magazine. Here it is with Obama and Schmidt, the head of Google, on the front. Exclusive: Google, CIA invest in future of web monitoring. The investment arm of the CIA and Google are both backing a company that monitors the web in real time and says it uses the information to predict the future. And then we wrote our own articles detailing it. Google and CIA plow through millions into huge recorded future monitoring project. Infowars.com. Here's some other news. Is your detergent tracking you? And it admits they're putting RFID in all these products to track you in your home. I've got another one on the internet here. Memo outlines, well, that's my amnesty story. I had an article here where they're admitting that all the major search engines and Facebook and the rest of them are spying on the American people without warrants. I'm getting my stacks mixed up here. Oh, I found them. I found them, thank God. Here's MSNBC. Details of 100 million Facebook users published online. Users' personal information cannot now be made private, security consultants say. So Facebook, what did he call his users? A bunch of dumb effers that trust him, and then he laughed at them. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Sites feed personal details to new tracking industry. Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. The web's new gold mine, Your Secrets. A journal investigation finds that one of the fastest growing businesses on the internet is the buying and the business of spying on consumers. First in a series. The issue is Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. It's all come out and been admitted many years ago that they are not infiltrated by the CIA and the National Security Agency. They are. They were funded by it. Google was created by NQTEL, a public operating group of the CIA. That's even in the Wired Magazine article, exclusive, Google CIA Invests in Future of Web Monitoring. They admit that. You're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You're not in Kansas anymore. Go read the bioethicist reports. In fact, cue up that Fox News clip where they're promoting lithium. Now, he's promoting that in your water. He's promoting things that do similar things into your water. Adderall, Ritalin, and a bunch of other hardcore antipsychotics and psychotropics. And I read the Japanese study they talked about on Fox. Japan is looking at putting lithium in the water to stop suicides, turning you into a zombie. I mean, they give lithium to people that are so psychopathic that they're chewing their fingers off like they're lollipops or something. Antipsychotics in the water. You guys have that piece queued up? Okay, let's go ahead and roll just a little bit of this. And the reporter gets it right. And the lady says, well, no, they're not talking about doing it. They're just looking at doing it. Here it is.
Z32 now with only 2 weeks left of 2009. We're taking a look back at some of the most interesting healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. Arkel Georgiou to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and of course to prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that in prescription doses treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder.
By the way, they already add lithium. Lithium's put in the Austin water supply. That's admitted.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've only gone through about three stacks of my 12 stacks of news, and I haven't given the phone number out to take your calls. We always end up taking calls on the Sunday broadcast, but it is shorter. But I specifically, when I do open the phones up, which is we're going to do in the next segment as we start the next hour, I want to hear from you about everything I've been talking about here. I mean, you heard me say that major water supplies, like the city of Austin, have some lithium. Yeah, when you hear the word sodium fluoride, that is a catch-all term for between 150 to over 300, depending on what brand they buy. It's what they scrub out of the smokestacks of the coal power plants, the coal-powered, furnace-driven plants, or it is the byproduct of the aluminum industry or fertilizer industry. And so when you hear the word fluoride, not only is sodium fluoride deadly in the amounts they're putting in the water over time, as a cumulative poison. It's hundreds of other chemicals, mercury, lead, arsenic, lithium. It's all in your water. And that's what we cover in the special video that we have up on InfoWars.com that YouTube's trying to censor from its front page, even though it's the top video of the weekend in news and politics. Would have probably been the overall number one if they wouldn't have done that, and that's why they blocked it. But it's still there. You just got to find it. Food, the ultimate secret exposed, because we show mainstream government documents and articles where they admit the fertilizer they spray on the crops is full of heavy metals like lead and mercury, and then the plants draw that out of the soil, and that's why most of the produce you eat now is full of poison. Oh, it's all there. It's all there bibliographed in the film. 15-minute film. Is your health worth it? You think you know what's in there? You need to find out. It's also posted in super high quality in one piece at prisonplanet.tv. And yes, I'm fired up. I'm angry. I'm focused. I'm not going along with this. And I understand what's happening. I'm not a dumb animal that can be poisoned and conditioned and brainwashed and dumbed down. I am smart enough to recognize what's happening when they state it in all these government textbooks. I mean, I just read to you the top Oxford bioethicist professor talking about forcibly drugging the water supply to make you behave yourself. This is really going on. The question is, do you have the mental strength to admit it to yourself and wake up to what's happening? Now, tying in to this, the average doctor, the average nurse, the average dentist, they're good people. They're compartmentalized. They're told what to do. They believe they're altruistic, so they don't see the big horizon. They have a limited perspective, you know, up close that they're able to see. But when you look at what government-run healthcare has meant in Europe, in England, and in Canada, as soon as they bring in, quote, free health care, they jack up taxes to pay for it, then they start cutting. And this isn't just me saying this. I remember when Tony Blair was still in office 4 or 5 years ago, watching him on C-SPAN and Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons. And people would get up during the questions, other members of Parliament, and they'd say, Prime Minister, this constituent was in the news waiting 18 months for a brain surgery. The type of cancer was 90-plus percent operable, meaning they could cure her, if you have the surgery within 3 months. But she waited 18 months and died. And Tony Blair stands up and says, yes, I'm fully aware of that case, and we're working to fix it and do everything we can. So more and more of the British GDP goes to the National Health Service as the care is lowered. Oh, yeah, they graduate lots of doctors in Cuba. But when you have a heart attack, they literally give you an aspirin. Or when you start going blind, they say, well, you're 65. You should be going blind. Here's a cane. That's what these bioethicist boards, that's who runs these death panels. And that's in the bill where these panels decide, through the HMOs and the insurance companies, government panels decide to lower the standard of care. And they say, oh, we're just getting rid of some useless test. Well, here it is. Axe falls on National Health Service. Here we are about 5 years after I saw that Tony Blair piece where they were just listing person after person. This person had a broken leg, waited 4 months to have it fixed. This person waited a year and a half to have surgery and died. On and on and on. Axe falls on National Health Service. NHS bosses have drawn up secret plans for sweeping cuts to services with restrictions on the most basic treatments for the sick and injured, like broken legs or cancer. No, you don't get the health care because the eugenicists, the bioethicists say that you need to just go home and die. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs that runs England and the United States has stolen hundreds of billions of dollars. Chelsea Clinton goes and gets married to this Goldman Sachs guy who gives her a $1 million ring. It's $6 million in security. The airspace is closed. And here is a mafia family marrying their daughter off to this other mafia individual. That just shows how in your face these people are. There are $28 trillion stolen out of our economy alone in the last 2 years. That's admitted by Bloomberg. But we don't have money to pay for our veterans who have been injured. Remember Obama last year? I even had the head of the VFW on who was in the meeting with him. And Obama said, we want troops to have to buy their own insurance now. Most troops are going bankrupt in this economy. They can't even take care of their families. Bloomberg reported on Thursday, we covered this a lot here on air, that all of the top insurance companies are now not paying the insurance money to dead widows of servicemen. They're just keeping the money. See, I mean, the sky is the limit for this criminality. The sky is the limit. We're in a depression. I've got a whole stack right here in the financial news section where they admit we're now in a major depression. They lied and said we were out of the recession a year ago. This is a designed economic implosion. But listen, a quiet wedding, Chelsea, dream on, with 500 guests, 3.2 million pounds, that's about $6 million, bill, and even a flight ban above the venue that was never going to happen. And it goes on. The groom is one of 11 biological offspring of a pair of former Democratic House members. And then it goes on to say the Goldman Sachs guy she married, his father, is serving 5 years in prison, federal prison, for a $10 million fraud scheme. Look at Bernie Madoff that swindled $100 million from people or more. He's founded the NASDAQ. These are criminals. The sky's the limit. And you look at who Goldman Sachs funds. They fund all the eugenics movements, all the carbon taxes. They are waging war against the real economy. They want to bankrupt you and then make you submit to government collectivization so they can transfer all your wealth to them. They want you to be poor as a political weapon so that you're so poor you can't organize against them. This is all stated. It makes me so sick to read about these people. Okay, continuing here. Continuing with key information, it is so absurd, it is so ridiculous that Mexico has some of the most draconian anti-immigrant laws in the world. They catch Guatemalans coming in, they put them between 6 months and 2 years in forced labor, outdoor camps. You can just search the term, Mexico admits they abuse immigrants. In fact, search that term. I mean, they... Americans that they catch down there. They beat up, they rob you, they run your credit score, they find out how much money your family's got, they demand hundreds of thousands of dollars. Everybody knows about this. Nobody's whining about that. And then Arizona simply says, if we pull you over for drunk driving or speeding and you don't have ID and you're an illegal alien, we're going to take you to jail. And the treacherous feds come and block that, and Obama tells Senator Kyle that he wants the crisis to get worse to force through amnesty, which is total legalization. Now, what happened over the weekend? Men run onto Citi Field with Mexican flags, chanting Mexico, Mexico, as part of a protest. Why do so many of these illegal aliens see themselves as being from Mexico? They don't want to be Americans. That's the big issue. Remember San Francisco? There were, six kids sent home. Four of them were Hispanic. For wearing American flags, the illegal aliens that run the school are so upset by the American flag that the school sent them home. See, that's what we're talking about with globalization. These offshore banks teamed up with a third world collapsed nation with highly nationalistic people who lost wars with the United States, Mexico did, and that's how they protest, is taking over the field with Mexican flags. The country's going bankrupt. 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy, Bloomberg reports, as well as AP. And you've got illegal aliens running out onto the field with Mexican flags saying, if we don't say that this is Mexico and don't give them all this free welfare, that we're racist. And if you're not for government health care, you're racist. And if you don't turn your guns in, you're racist. America is already collapsing. Mexico has collapsed. We got to shut that border and protect ourselves and tell people, if you don't like the U.S. and you want to wave Mexican flags, get out of here and stop letting people intimidate us and make this a racial issue. It's a nationalistic issue. Nobody should be proud of Mexico. Nobody should want to turn this into Mexico. Can you imagine what a sick joke this is in everybody's face? It makes me want to throw up. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the hour, the D.C. sniper makes shocking claims that there were other people helping him. That's what eyewitnesses had said, white men in white vans. Big developments with BP. Coast Guard says they ignored their orders to stop using the deadly dispersant, CorExit. I've got a bunch of other military news. Here's a headline dealing with that. Mullen says U.S. has Iran strike plan ready just in case. That's AP. That is all coming up. But on the illegal alien situation, I'm going to talk more about that later. I mean, it's just so outrageous that the issue is they're getting free welfare, the country's collapsing, and many of them are nationalistic and say this is Mexico. It's a La Invasora, La Reconquista. I mean, I'm just not putting up with it anymore. I don't care what color you are, but if you don't want a free market, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and you don't like America, America isn't perfect, but I sure don't want this to be Mexico. Okay? And that's the big thing the media has been covering up. The mandatory service bill they've now have going through the House, and we're going to be covering that national slavery bill. But let's take a bunch of calls right now and give each caller about a minute and a half. Don, Mark, John, Noel, Jason, Randy, Tony, Chris, and others. Don in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Hi, that's Donna in New Hampshire. I just wanted to thank you for putting out that information about all the MSG, aspartame, and all that. I mean, you really woke me up 10 years ago to this stuff. I also wanted to bring to your attention in the news this past week, they talked about chemical BPA found in cash register receipts.
Yes, that's Fox News and Associated Press, and just a small amount of exposure because the chemicalized type that's used in the ink is causing massive infertility in men just by accident.
That is correct. It was like Chevron, McDonald's, CVS, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Whole Foods, Safeway, the U.S. Postal Service.
They're hiding the drugs everywhere, and it's by design.
That is correct. And thanks to you, I have gone MSG-free in my house. I was getting terrible migraines from it. People don't realize how deadly this stuff really is. And
they knew in the 70s at Chinese food restaurants, people walk out and collapse.
That is correct. You have woken up my family. I have been able to take your video and go super viral with it and get it out to everybody I know and even people that didn't really understand, now understand, because you helped us.
Well, Donna, God bless you. And you know, the video got 200,000 views on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, they took it off the front page to reduce the views. Just send it out that much more and let folks know. They even censored the term food, the ultimate secret. That was the number one search term, and they took it down and out of the search. So, again, they do not want people to see this. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I apologize for the other day missing. We'll step forward here. Boy, that was a good microphone she just gave of the info you've been given, how it's helping her. Boy, I tell you, the people, I'm looking at what we're all trying to get together to help with, and I'm just open for your thoughts on all this stuff about getting out the word a little bit stronger.
Well, sir, none of us are going to fix the world by ourselves, but resistance is victory, and simply standing up, being bold, being confident with the information and warning people. I wouldn't be timid about it. You know, a lot of folks say, oh, just kind of saddle up to somebody and say, hey, here's a video. Tell me what you think. No, this is important. You need to watch this. You need to understand. I appreciate your call. You can go to prisonplanet.tv right now and download in one piece, 15 minutes long, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed, and burn it on DivX disc. I mean, it's just a point and click, and then give copies to people, you know, hard copies. And the government's openly talking about taking the web down or starting to censor it. We're going to have to get ready to do this person to person. But people are listening. That's the good news. All right, I'm going to rush through your calls on the other side of this one-minute break as some stations join us, and then I'm going to get into the financial news, the Tea Party news, the D.C. sniper news, the BP news, the war news. It is all coming up.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hour number two, a ton of news. I want to get into this incredible William Shatner interview with one of the D.C. shooters, Malvo, saying other shooters were helping him. I would ignore that, but we had intel at the time that that was the case, and that was a patsy operation. And I have a U.S. government document where they talk about staging shootings in D.C. and Maryland and how to blame patsies. It's called Operation Northwoods. ABC News reported on it. That's coming up. Important info on the war front with Iran. Admiral Mullen saying they are moving towards a green lighting with war with Iran. It is all coming up. We've got Andy Griffith pushing the government takeover of healthcare so they can reduce the quality of your care. We'll discuss it all. But let's go to call after call right now, quickly, on this August 1st Sunday live transmission. John in Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I was just wondering, how come people seem to forget that this is not a racial issue with Mexico? It's the NAFTA issue.
Well, it's a nationalist issue, and what you're mentioning is all over the country, illegal aliens are pulling down American flags at schools and at post offices. They're telling kids at school, you can't wear that old Navy shirt. I'm offended by the American flag in San Francisco. They're running out on baseball fields. This just happened Friday, screaming Mexico, Mexico. I've been to these illegal alien rallies, and they're wearing La Reconquista shirts, meaning the reconquering of the U.S. Mexico's going down. You need to go home, pilgrim. They are the racist. And who I feel sorry for are great Hispanic Americans who are literally the bedrock of this country. Smart, hardworking, more Congressional Medal of Honor winners than any other group, Hispanic Americans. And also other people of Latin derivation who are not nationalistic against the U.S. I mean, it's Mexico. They lost two wars with us. And they're taught in Mexican schools that the Southwest belongs to them. And they are offended by the American flag and my Bill of Rights. And they pull the lever in the voting booth over 90% of the time to take my guns. And so, you know what? I'm against these illegal aliens that hate this country. And they hate this country 110%. And they can't hide those little Mexican flags at these government-sponsored rallies. And it makes me want to throw up. And I'm done being intimidated by this issue. I'm coming out against it. And so are the American people. But I feel sorry for Hispanic Americans when the media runs that hoax and says all Hispanics are for open borders, when every poll shows above 70% of Hispanics are against open borders because they're not stupid. They know Mexico's a hellhole. Why would these illegal aliens want to come up here and then run around with Mexican flags wanting to turn this into Mexico? Even if this was Mexico at one time, what is so good about it? Why are they fleeing Mexico? I mean, they need to make Mexico more like the United States, not more like Mexico. I mean, let me tell you something. If these illegal aliens weren't on welfare and didn't have the government using them as a political voting block for globalism, then I wouldn't have a problem. If they were a bunch of gun-toting, you know, anti-New World Order people. But we can't afford it because of the welfare. We're going bankrupt. 95% of the, and this is a number you can pull up, 95% of the felony murder warrants in L.A. County are for illegal aliens. This place is wide open. They come up here and do whatever they want. Then they intimidate us. They use the goodwill of the American people to tell us to sit there and take it while they run around with Mexican flags chanting down with this country. I've had it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I understand. I feel it too, Alex. But I just hope Jan Brewer, Governor Jan Brewer, maybe she could just bring up the whole history of NAFTA, you know, all the way back to where Ross Perot was talking about.
I hear you, John. Listen, about 7 years ago, I was at the Capitol at an illegal alien rally. Because the illegal aliens had called me up at my office and said, you better not come down there. So I went down there. It was on the news. And a UT professor came over who was Hispanic. And then another white guy came over who knew what it said, but was a Hispanic guy, told me first. He said, Alex, you know what that green and yellow shirt means? And I said, no, I don't speak Spanish very well. And he said, well, the plan of San Diego is a plan to kill all white people. And I didn't believe it. And I went home and searched it. And I was at the University of Texas site. And then one of the Texas civil rights publications wrote a story about me saying, well, it's true. The plan is to kill all whites. But, you know, Hispanics are downtrodden. You know, maybe it's good to kill all the gringos. I'm done. I'm white. My kids are white. Get used to it. Okay? I don't dislike you for what color you are. I care about. In fact, will you pull up Morgan Freeman from 60 Minutes? I meant to play this last week. Let's try to pull that up if we can. I'm with Morgan Freeman. You know, he says, I don't want Black History Month. American history is Black history. I'm an American. I believe in what John Wayne said. I wouldn't care if the whole Congress was like Morgan Freeman and they were pro-gun. I wouldn't care if the whole Congress was Hispanic or black or purple or green or polka-dotted if you'd leave my private property alone and stop trying to run my life. Did we find the Morgan Freeman? Here's Morgan Freeman telling it like it is. But you want to run around saying you want my guns, you want my property, you want me to fly a stinking Mexican flag? Mexico's one of the worst countries in the world. It's in the top five cesspits. They got the richest, though. They got the most billionaires. Carlos Slim buying the biggest building in New York for himself privately. He's got a whole skyscraper just for himself, sucking off the Mexican people. They need to go down there and fix their country, not come up here and turn it into Mexico. Let's go ahead and play it.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month? Come on, tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Okay, which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism on...
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, devastatingly accurate. Multiculturalism is all about getting everybody at each other's throats. Diversity, when you hear it, is about the government poverty pimps, and they have handbooks on this. Margaret Sanger, 80 years ago, wrote books. We sent off to universities and got her letters to some of the wealthiest families, including the Rockefellers, and she said, I figured out how to kill these black weeds and these brown weeds. I figured out how we're going to get them. I've got it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. She said, we're going to hire blacks, and we're going to have a liberal movement, and we're going to socialize things, we're going to give them welfare, and we're going to break up their families, we're going to pay the women not to have men in the home, so that the state and the health department, which was set up by eugenicists, it's racial hygiene, the U.S. invented it with England, Hitler picked up on it, and we're going to kill these people, but we got to pose as liberals. You know, I'm against aborting Hispanic babies. See, I want there to be more brown people, more white people, more black people, more whatever people. I care about the content of your brain, your soul, what you stand for. But if you got 30 million illegal aliens working for the New World Order, pushing globalization in the North American Union, and you want my guns and my private property, brother, you got an enemy in Alex Jones right now. 51% of black people since 1973 are never born in this country. 51%. And all the liberal NAACP's help promote the abortuaries in your town. They help promote the Planned Parenthood. And they sit there and get you all obsessed on some little, you know, some little racial issue or some little problem and act like they're your friends all day long. Hey, Mecha and La Raza, which means the race, La Raza, funded by the Fortune 500 big time. You ever hear one of those leaders get up and say they've got abortuaries in all the Hispanic areas? No. No. They're just going to use the illegal aliens to drive down the wages, help break down the country, and lower everybody's wages down, and then get you trusted them so they can murder your children. Oh, you'll go in and go along with it because it's a liberal, cute right you've got. And then that stupid, evil, white, gringo Alex, you'll beat him. You'll get his property. You'll get his guns. But don't worry. Those little Mexican babies are going to die. Stop killing your white babies. Stop killing your black babies. Stop killing your precious little Hispanic babies. They're all God's children. And stop taking over baseball games, running around with Mexican flags, screaming Mexico, Mexico. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop going to post offices and jerking down the American flag. The American flag isn't perfect. But you know what? It's better than anything else we got. And I'm for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm going to defend this republic. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to save our republic and have any freedoms left and not be completely overrun by corporate globalist criminals, we got to get out of our comfort zones and get angry and get focused and take action. But I don't care what color you are, but you need to decide to be for liberty and freedom. You're never going to get any real free health care from the government. There's going to be strings attached. And the system is trying to use all these people that are dependent in the process of basically dumbing them down and enslaving them to bring down this country. Now, I said I'm going to take calls, but I got a bunch of news I want to get to, so let's just, I'll try to hurry. That caller made me go off the deep end there because it's just so outrageous. If you don't know what I'm talking about, men run onto Citi Field with Mexican flags. This is out of My Fox, carrying Mexican flags in protest of Arizona's immigration law. Why not American flags? See, it's a nationalistic issue. Noel in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones, how are you today? I'm going to quickly go through my stuff. First, please interview Randall Stufflebean, onerandyrun.com. He's anti-North American Union, pro-states' rights. He's in Don't Tread on Me, the same film you're in.
Now, there's a lot of great patriots out there running for office. We just can't interview them all and then get to the news.
Okay, now, secondly, I have a couple ideas in terms of eugenics. I don't know if you're going to do Google search terms again, but sodium fluoride poison or whatever you want to incorporate with sodium fluoride. Rob Dew had an unbelievable article about sodium fluoride in our drinking water a couple days ago on Infowars.com. Also, I know you never want to go on the idea of Max Kaiser, but I think his idea is unbelievable in terms of, you know, protesting all the, like, protesting Coca-Cola and not buying it. But I think we should protest going to Walmart, protest buying, you know, Astrotane food and, you know, GMO foods and all this stuff. And
well, here's the good news. You can now go to the grocery store and find a lot of things without MSG or aspartame or GMO because people are making those decisions. And so now the feds are moving to where they don't have to label it on there and don't have to tell you. But again, it's all part of an education process.
And if you could have on your show people who are top of the line experts in agriculture, growing your own food, so we are the info warriors who don't know how to, you know, grow our own food and become independent, can hear from top experts.
Well, you don't even have to grow your own food, though. That's a good idea to supplement with that. There's all sorts of farmers markets and things. You can also demand real organics at the grocery store. I'm really a fan of that because then we take over the grocery stores again instead of the big mega agriculture corporations doing it. Noel, great points. I appreciate your call. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was watching the Channel 9 news in my area, and this family built this house, and the wood had arsenic in it and was killing their animals, and they was getting sores all over their bodies, and they had it tested, and they come to find out it had arsenic salt or something.
So, yeah, a lot of wood has that, and again, the media will obsess over a little bit of lead and some paint or something, but then they'll authorize just incredible toxins to be put in the food. I mean, I was reading on all these different TV dinners over the weekend, and they've got that foaming agent, that form of silicon that is causes kidney failure, cancer, you name it. And that's only allowed in the United States. We are the guinea pigs, Jason.
Yeah, I just thought it going along with all the food stuff, too, like the building materials, everything. They spray the skies, the water, the food, everything. So I just thought I'd bring that out to you.
Good points, Jason. All right, let's move quickly to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex, you know, I go back a little ways, and I think the outrage was there if you go back to about 1950, maybe a little bit further forward than that.
Oh, yeah, they called them conspiracy theorists when all these scientists came out and said, don't put fluoride in the water.
Yeah, and I understand they actually began introducing fluoride into municipal water systems and started seeping into our drinking water in this country all the
way
back.
That's right. In nuclear weapons production in Tennessee, thousands of tons got dumped in. It killed a bunch of people. And so the way they spun it with the lawsuits was, we'll have the government put it in the water and say it's good for you. That was only a small part of it, though.
But I see why you really stress what they're poisoning us with in various ways now.
But listen, it's not just that the corporations don't care and government doesn't care. I just sourced three or four of them last hour. They tell you why they're doing it.
Absolutely right in our face, because the poison has had its cumulative effect over decades, and now that's where the outrage is gone, because that was one of the main desired effects of it from the people who poisoned these cowards who stab humanity in the back because they know humanity is infinitely more powerful than they are.
Well, that's it, Mark. And it took Searle and then Monsanto that bought it three times to get aspartame approved. You know, and so they literally put one of their people in as the head of the EPA. I appreciate your call. And listen, you know, we've talked about these degenerative eye diseases, macular degeneration and others. And I've had medical doctors, scientists, neurologists on, experts on nerves, brain surgeons, and they talk about, look at how young people are now getting eye diseases that people didn't used to get until they were like 75. It's directly linked to aspartame. Does your doctor, when the nerves start dying in your eye and in the optic nerve, do they tell you to get off of it? Just search the term aspartame. In fact, do it on screen for folks. Macular degeneration. And all these other eye diseases, and they've got the studies. They know it eats your brain, and your eyes are brain tissue. Your eyes, what, in the first month of gestation, you know, literally in the embryo, grow out of the brain. They're connected to the brain. And so, of course, it's wrecking your eyes. Of course, it's attacking your eyes. It's attacking all the other areas. Oh, boy. Let's go ahead and jam in another call here. Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on the air.
Evening, Alex. Let me ask you about Oath Keepers. The Constitution requires a declaration of war, which hasn't been done for Iraq and Afghanistan. So how can serving in an undeclared unconstitutional war be consistent with the oath that these people take?
No, we always declared war up until World War II, and then after with Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm 1, Gulf War 2, Afghanistan, and now the Congress has basically passed funding to go into Iran, and Ron Paul has come out and pointed out this is illegal. And you know, Congress is supposed to be issuing the currency and credit, not the private Federal Reserve. Congress is supposed to be levying war, and then they order the president how to execute. But instead, they just give that power over to the president and his cohorts, and it's very, very dangerous.
Well, no, the question is that an order to deploy or engage in an undeclared unconstitutional war is not a lawful order. How can any military member or oath keeper say they're keeping their oath when they're serving in an undeclared, illegal, unconstitutional war?
Well, that's what that officer Michael New did. Was he was under UN command, and it was undeclared in Macedonia and Serbia, Kosovo, and he went public with that because he was under UN commanders. But all of this is just an extension of it. And yes, it does violate their oath, and that's why they don't really teach people in the military anymore. They're just taught to follow orders, just like police aren't taught to follow their oath. They're taught to follow your orders, which is the Nuremberg defense, what the Nazis use, and it didn't hold up in the Nuremberg trials at the end of World War II in Europe. I appreciate your call. Great points. Tony, Chris, Taylor, Tony, Mike, your calls are coming up, 888-201-2244. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. The hardest-hitting online websites in the world are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check them out today and then pass the info forward.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm going to take a bunch of calls during this segment, and then I'm going to hit a bunch of news I haven't gotten to in the last segment of the broadcast and jam in a few more if we have time. But in the last 3 weeks, we've gotten a lot of new affiliates. We're getting three or four new affiliates a week, and I tend to be so busy covering news, I never thank any of the news stations for picking us up. Some of these are picking up the weekend show, others the weekday show. AM 1450 WELY, Northern Minnesota, WEUS 810 AM, Orlando, Florida. Business 1570 KYCR in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. WPNN 790 AM, Pensacola, Florida. WFHT 1390 AM, Avon Park, Florida. KZAP 96.7, Chico, California. KNKI 100.67 FM, Pine Top, Arizona. WTHU 1550 AM, Turnmont, MD. And WTRI 1520 AM, Frederick, Maryland. So that's just some of the new affiliates. The show is exploding. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, great to talk to you, man. Always good to talk to you. You know, I got three quick points. You know, I was at some friend's house, and we were just sitting around discussing whatnot, and I brought up fluoride, how fluoride's not good for you. And the response I got from that room was, it was like I was an alien talking about this stuff. And, you know,
they've been taught to laugh, like government's corrupt. And they go, ha, 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 conspiracy theory. Well, the founding fathers said that. Well, they're bad men then.
Exactly. And you know what? Yeah, I held my ground and whatnot, but not too much longer, I was talking to my niece. My niece has three kids, oldest is four. And I didn't realize this. She had never gotten her kids any kind of shots. She said she read up on it. And she said, you know what, I've learned it is bad. She didn't do it. And she got the same kind of response from people. They said, oh, you know what, you're crazy. You know, you got to get these shots. And it's funny because I have a friend who had shots for his little girl. And now his girl is sick a couple times a month, whereas my niece's kids, none of them are ever sick. They're as healthy as can be. And it's just amazing the responses that you get. But so that's that. My last point is, you know, when I was younger, I'm 37. When I was younger, I always thought, you know what, if I would have had to sit on a plane with someone for an hour, I want to see someone like Mick Jagger. I'd like to talk to someone like that. But you know what? Now, if I had to get stuck to next to someone on a plane, it'd be someone like Alex Jones and maybe David Icke. You know, you're doing a great job, my man.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Again, the system thought we were weak and pathetic and that they could let us have the internet and just use it as a way to track us and control us. You know, the CIA and DARPA created it. But now we're using it to expose the globalists, and they're panicking. And this video's had over 250,000 views just on one version, because everybody else copies it all over the web. Untold numbers have probably seen it. I don't know. But the point is, 500,000 could be easily the number it would have already had in the last 2 days if they didn't censor it off the front page of YouTube. They claim that if it's the number one video in news and politics, it should be number one. But they just removed it entirely from the front page. So I'm going to play a few minutes of that and then go to Chris, Taylor, Tony, Mike, Jim, and Nigel. I'll at least get to those calls before the broadcast ends. But let's play a few minutes from this new video that's up on Infowars.com, The Food, the Ultimate Secret Revealed. My friends, the information that you are about to witness from all of my years of research is the most important. It's been hidden in plain view the entire time. This is the ultimate secret, and it's about to be exposed. I have hundreds of government documents, textbooks, white papers, where for over 80 years, the elite of the Western world have talked about adulterating food and water to sicken and sterilize the population for the purpose of eugenics. It's all covered in the book Ecoscience, written by the White House science czar John P. Holdren, where they talk about a planetary police state to carry out the forced sterilization. They also talk about covert systems in the water and food to sterilize the population. Now, this was written decades ago, before he was White House science czar. Now, suddenly, the stuff in this book is all over the news. They're selling it to the public as if it's a good thing. You see here before you what an average person would buy when they went shopping at the store. Not everything here is bad for you, but much of it has compounds and artificial chemicals that have been added that are extremely toxic and bad for your health. And they have known this the entire time, and they have approved them for use. Let's start with aspartame. You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them three separate times because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero. What is aspartame? It is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. They took it and genetically engineered it. They can feed it toxic waste, and then it defecates aspartame. And it has so many bad health effects, it's just unspeakable. This is being done by design. It's also very, very addictive. But let's just go ahead and move away from aspartame and talk about McDonald's and chicken McNuggets. Now, I remember a decade ago or so reading health advisories claiming that a form of plastic that's used in silly putty, basically a type of silicone, was in the chicken McNuggets, but also in many other TV dinners and other foods. It is illegal in every other nation in the world to add these chemicals to the food, but it's not in the United States.
By the way,
the big secret is all of this was done by design.
While, for those that are listening on the radio, while I'm saying that, I'm showing the ingredients at Taco Bell and McDonald's and everywhere else, but it's also the TV dinners. Again, it's a 15-minute video. It's so important. It's a public service video. You need to go watch it and screenshot the articles I've got up there and go read them for yourself. This is not my opinion. I've seen quite a few idiots on YouTube of the tens of thousands of comments that are already on there, you know, going, he's a liar, he's a kook, it's not true, aspartame's good for you, preservatives are good for you. It's put in there to hurt you. Don't you understand that? Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I've got a news brief about the tap water you were talking about. Louisville, Kentucky was rated the best tasting tap water, and I'm not falling for that because I know there's drugs and fluoride and other things in there. This is a conditioning method that they don't want you to even know what is actually in there.
Oh, every town always says we've been voted the best tap water.
Absolutely, and I'm going to tell everybody out there, please get a Berkey water filtration system, and you know, don't hesitate. Get that water filtered as well.
By the way, guess what we found on a government website last week I haven't even covered yet? I couldn't believe this, but I'd seen federal studies that in minority areas, and when they test children's blood, it's always higher in fluoride, and they thought it was because kids were eating the toothpaste. And they always thought minority children in poor areas were, you know, around lead paint or something. But Aaron found a government documents where they have fluoride cartridges at many public schools. Instead of 1 part per million, 4 parts per million, up to 10 parts per million, they're adding fluoride at the schools. We've confirmed this. And remember how they, you know, they come around the schools when I was a kid and in modern times it's done and give the kids fluoride pills. And I remember when I was a kid, I'd eat them and then get sick. And after the first time, I wouldn't eat it and the other kids would get sick.
Yep, I remember back in the 70s they were doing that. And all the chemical additives in the 70s they were doing that. This is nothing new, folks. They've been building this up for decades. Do your research. Get real.
Listen, I read last hour the big bioethicist at one of the major British universities, Cambridge, saying we need to forcibly drug the population to make them submit to government. I mean, that's the White House science czar, eco-science. I mean, it's just everywhere. More calls coming up and some other key news on BP, the D.C. shooting, and a lot more.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, Ron Paul's going to be joining us in the next week or so. We're working that out to talk about this story. SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, says new financial regulation law exempts it from public disclosure. This is the group that protected Madoff, Goldman Sachs, all these other criminals. That's Fox Business. Ron Paul has responded. This is all up at Infowars.com. This is from Zero Hedge. Ron Paul goes after the SEC with the Freedom of Information Act. Exclusively introduces SEC Transparency Act. So these crooks are guarding the hen house. A lot of other financial news. They now admit there was no recovery, just like we told you. It's all cooked numbers. Admiral Mullen says U.S. has Iran strike plan just in case. And we had a former top-level CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, on Thursday on the weekday show saying that he thinks there's a very good chance they're going to strike them in the next 3 months. Very serious news. Dutch become the first NATO member to quit Afghanistan, AP reports. Two other news stories, and I'm going to your calls. BP Coast Guard ignored order to stop using dispersants. BP continued spraying large amounts of controversial dispersant onto the surface of the Gulf of Mexico even after the EPA ordered them to stop doing so, the Washington Post reports. Now they say it's 40-plus million gallons they've used. This is definitely where the cure is worse than the disease, so very serious. Scientists find evidence that oil and dispersant mix is making its way into the food chain.
But BP offers one-time payouts to stem Gulf oil lawsuits. And finally, this video is up on Infowars.com. We won't have time to play a clip, but William Shatner has his new TV show. He called up death row inmate Malvo, one of the D.C. shooters, and said, hey, what happened? And Malvo said, oh, well, we were working with other shooters around the country, and we shot at least another 40 people. Well, I would ignore some guy, you know, who's in trouble saying something like that. You know, some guy on death row. But I remember the reports of white guys, vans, other shooters, and Operation Northwoods calls for the federal government to commit fake sniper attacks and kill people in D.C. specifically as a political diversion or to blame it on a foreign government. And remember what Governor Ridge said last year, the former head of Homeland Security. He came out and said and wrote a book saying he was ordered to issue fake terror alerts for political diversions. And so, I don't know, this has to be investigated further, but again, the video's up on Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to, quickly now, folks, I want to get to everybody. Let's talk to Nigel in England. Nigel, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Am I okay going slightly off topic? I mean, I don't want to waste your time.
That's okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you for dropping me the red pill and pulling me out of the matrix. I finally woke up in May this year. I've been a member of Prison Planet since. I listen to the show daily. I'm doing my best to wake as many as I can. However, my wife still thinks I'm a kook, but I'm working on it.
Well, you can show her hundreds of government documents and mainstream articles every day. I mean,
I've tried, but I'll get there eventually, I'm sure. Alex, are you aware of a video game called Grand Theft Auto 4?
Your phone's really muffled, but a video game named what?
It's called Grand Theft Auto 4.
I'm a little familiar. Aren't those the ones where you kill people, kill women, get money and things?
Yeah, it's pretty subversive on the face of it. However, the game itself is littered, absolutely littered, with anti-establishment, anti-government messages, Illuminati symbols, etc.
Yeah, no, Joe Rogan has told me that he knows the guys that make that and that they're patriots. I mean, I've just seen the media attack it and claim that I think in one version you have sex with a prostitute and steal the money and you get bonus points. So that may have been another similar game. I don't play these video games, so I really can't speak to it. But, I mean, you think it's pretty anti-New World Order.
It does seem that the guys who developed the film, the game, are aware, certainly, of...
Yeah, well, I know a lot of video games have an anti-New World Order message. You know, I've been in a few video games. I've never played them, but... you know, a video game maker calls up and says, we want to use your voice from this radio show to say this. And I'm in a couple of popular games. But so I know that that's an area not as controlled as Hollywood, but I just don't know. Nigel, keep it up. Keep plumbing that rabbit hole. It's good to have you waking up from the matrix with us. God bless you. Let's talk to Taylor in Iowa. Taylor, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, my point is that, do you know the term straw man?
Yes, it's a complex issue, but I mean, it can be used many different ways. Like, somebody won't attack what I've actually said. They'll claim, Alex says aliens run things. Well, I don't talk about aliens. And then that's a straw man, is to attack me for something I haven't done.
Okay, well, the straw man that I'm talking about is when you are born... They turn their birth certificate.
There is a straw man. We are corporate fictions, but the globalists don't care if you recuse yourself from it. They still try to control you. But it's good to be as much out of the system as you can. I've chosen to be in the system at every level because we are engaging people in the matrix grid. But for individuals, it is good to, you know, not to protect your data.
Yeah. Well, there's certain paperwork that you can file, but...
I got to warn you, Taylor. There's a lot of kooks. I've been researching this for 15 years who put out a lot of disinfo. about magic legal remedies that don't work. Now, some of it's real, but there's so much baloney, it's hard to know what's true. But I'll have Larry Becraft on with a whole show about that in the future. Thanks for calling, Taylor. Sorry we're having to move quicker, or we wouldn't be able to get to anybody. Tony in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm a Hispanic, part German male in San Antonio. As far as I'm concerned, La Raza Unida, LULAC, MALDEF, these peers can all go to hell in a red grocery store handbasket. My father not only survived D-Day invasions on the beaches of Normandy, he also survived the Battle of the Bulge, suffered with frostbite and jungle rot till the day he died in 1988 at the Audie Murphy here in San Antonio. He did it for the Constitution, America, the Bill of Rights. He did not do it for Mexico or these nappy-headed hoes you got in Washington. And I've had it with them. God bless you, Alex. I believe the first time I heard you was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie many years ago. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you. Let me just add to this that for those that just joined us, we talked last hour about illegal aliens running around at baseball games and public events, taking over the field with Mexican flags, or telling American kids who were Hispanic, by the way, they couldn't wear American flags in school. I mean, how crazy is this? I mean, shouldn't Mecha and La Raza register as agents of a foreign government, Mexico?
Yeah. Alex, all I got to say, I know you're busy. If God offered me a choice, Tony, you can have $10 million Texas Lotto tax-free, or the knowledge that Alex Jones had, Michael Savage, combined into one, I'd gladly turn down the $10 million. Knowledge is power, and I appreciate what you're doing. Long live the Republic, and death to the New World Order.
Wow, that's beautiful. Beautiful, sir. Good to hear from you. Man, I tell you, that is one of the best compliments I've ever gotten. And knowledge is power. With knowledge comes liberty and freedom and success. And I want all Americans to have the American dream. But the big mega global corporations want to break this country down, and they're using Mexico as a weapon to do it. And I apologize to all the other callers. I'm just completely out of time here. But if you call me back on the weekday show, kicks off at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, I would love to hear from you there. Don't forget, we have a free iPhone app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, your friends and family may. Send them the link that's on InfoWars.com on the right-hand side to the free iPhone app. We have the free podcast you can download and subscribe to. Close to 300,000 people a day download that. And we're gaining a lot of new AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, XM. And we're really becoming mainstream, not because we've changed, I've gotten even more hardcore, but because this information is becoming mainstream. People heard me and others a decade ago talk about this and called us kooks and liars. But now they've seen it all come true. So now they're listening. Now they're paying attention. And I mean, I talked about how the Pentagon said 6-7 years ago they want to reinstitute the draft. And now they've gotten the ROTC ready for that. And now they've gotten Selective Service ready. And now they've reintroduced a bill to create a national draft, but to be domestic groups. I told people there were millions of private spies in the country. Now the Washington Post admits it with Top Secret USA. All I'm doing is telling you what's really going on. Okay? You can have a different interpretation than me, but I'm just covering the facts. And I couldn't do it without your support, and God bless you. And I couldn't do it without the great crew. Great job, guys. All right, folks, stay with us, InfoWars.com.